WTAW News Time is 6:05, 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes consideration of a new monument welcoming visitors to town.
It's going to be on the northwest corner of University and the bypass. So okay. When you're coming from the north to getting off in University, you will see it.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs also talked about demolition work at two locations along University. One is the former Scott and White Clinic.
Papados is coming.
That thing is gone, isn't it?
It is.
Demolition is also underway at the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, which will be replaced by a residential, commercial, and retail development. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has approved the rules for concealed carry of weapons at its member universities and agencies. Without discussion, the Regents accepted recommendations to allow concealed carry in classrooms and residence halls. The Regents heard from two members of the Texas A&M Student Senate, including Speaker Aaron Mitchell.
The Texas A&M Student Senate was one of the only student senates in the state of Texas to advocate for concealed carry on campus before it became law. We are very proud of and thankful to our legislators for listening to the opinions of Aggies and making our campus a safer place.
Chancellor John Sharp summed up what had to be proved before allowing a ban in an office.
You can't simply say, I don't like guns, so I'm going to ban them in my office.
The new state law starts August 1st. A ban continues on open carry. A Brazos County District Court jury decided to send a Brian man to prison for 10 years after he fired a semi-automatic pistol at a woman and her five children. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office said the jury decided punishment after 19-year-old Robert Luna pleaded guilty to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which took place a year and a half ago. This week's Bryan City Council debate over how much money has been spent on the tradition's development included an explanation of a $14 million difference between the initial number given by Councilman Mike Sutherland and the lower figure compiled first by city management, then again by a Dallas CPA hired by the manager's office. Councilman Ben Hardiman said more than half was counting something twice.
One number alone was $7,800,000, which was the purchase price of 999 acres of land that was counted twice.
Hardiman calculated another $6.4 million. Sutherland said the city lost in land sales was incorrect because the city either did not own the land and for misinterpreting contract language between the city and developers. A massive recall of cooked chicken nuggets from Waco-based Pilgrim's Pride includes the College Station School District. CSISD's nutrition office received the notice 2 weeks ago and since then has not ordered products from the company. The Bryan School District did not have chicken from that company. Pilgrim's Pride notified schools that purchased a total of more than 4 million pounds of nuggets after consumers and federal meat inspectors found wood, plastic, rubber, and metal. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reactions from anyone eating the nuggets. Motorists going through one of Bryan's busiest intersections should plan on additional delays the next 2 months. The city of Bryan says starting this morning, there will be intermittent lane closures to replace traffic signals and add features to allow safer pedestrian crossing. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 66 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to this 979-695-1620. More news on the way at 6:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
Good morning, 6:09. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Going to be a very warm day today with a mixture of clouds and sun. High temperature well up in the 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're back to clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. Low temperature, low 70s. Clouds and occasional sun on Friday, breezy warm, mid-80s. Chance of scattered showers and storms mainly during the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms around Friday night. And mostly cloudy on Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High temperature, low 80s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got some Aggie news for you. Also, I got the recaps of last night's MLB games and a little bit of NBA. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so I'm just saying, you guys don't call me tonight at all. Don't call me. Don't try to text me anything. No, because
you're watching.
Oh, the NFL draft starts.
That's right.
Aha. So I just, you know, want you to know that the NFL draft starts tonight.
And probably more exciting, I want to amend my last story. I said it was the busiest intersection. I think I got a little excited chopping up that story. It didn't say which intersection that was. That'll be Texas and Villa Maria, where they're going to work for the next 2 months.
Good. Appreciate you doing that. Texas and Villa Maria.
Uh-huh.
They're gonna bury the utility lines there.
They just got done with a bunch of work over there too.
And for how long is that going to be a problem?
2 months from today.
I appreciate that.
Wow. Go ahead and put that on the calendar.
Yeah, because it won't. And you know, there'll be little cones and stuff. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I guess there was a reason we wanted to do that, so it'd like look pretty.
Yeah, get them out of the way. You know.
Yeah. Okay.
That'll be fine.
Just avoid that area, because you know nobody ever has to go on those roads, do they?
No.
Authorities say a New Jersey man who owes $12,000 in unpaid Easy Pass tolls has had his black Mercedes-Benz impounded and faces charges. Port Authority of New York and New Jersey spokesperson said yesterday that Oscar Sanchez of Jersey City was pulled over by agency police on Tuesday because the car did not have a front license plate. Officer discovered Mr. Sanchez had an expired driver license, more than 200 counts of missed Easy Pass tolls that were, again, about $12,000.
He was just racking them up too there, wasn't he?
Well, I guess after a while, you just don't worry about it.
I guess
he
so.
He just closed his eyes and thought he had an Easy Pass. So have you done that? Have you done that Easy Pass thing, or you still get in line with all the bumpkins?
They just take a picture of your license plate and send you the check now.
The first time.
Uh-huh.
Well, after that, they they start tacking stuff on.
Well, no, you go on and pay it.
Yeah.
As long as you pay it,
they just charge you more. You get a discount for using the tag.
Among the things that we're going to contact Patrick on after he's lived in his new home for...
How many unpaid toll fees have?
Well, just for a few months after you're up there, because he's going far, far away.
Far.
He's going to the land where everything costs money.
Yeah.
And including maybe getting to work.
I think it's South Trumpistan.
Okay. Yeah. And so after you've done that a little bit, and just see, it's no big deal that it costs me $6 a day to cross that bridge right there.
I'm not crossing any bridges.
Yeah, yet. I'm just saying. We'll just see how that works for you.
My four wheels will be on rails.
Yeah.
Nice. Info.
I mean, at some point, I guess, if you've racked up that many tickets, you just don't worry about it. Oh, they'll never catch me. Is that it?
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Trade Nutria for sewer rats.
Ooh, yeah, there you are. That sounds great.
And dollar pizza.
Oh, that might be really good.
Yeah, could be.
It's springtime at Normandy Tractor. That means terrific spring savings on all Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. But now from Normandy Tractor, get lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, zero APR financing on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with 5-foot Land Pride shredder and 5-foot box blade with teeth for $13,495 minus a $1,300 rebate. Only $12,195 or only $156 per month. Let the Normandy Tractor team help you build your own package deal. Get special pricing on any equipment bought with your new tractor, and don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's 6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's April the 28th, day 119, 247 to go. Take our daughters and sons to work day. I guess this is probably one of those things that started as a sexist thing, right? Take your son to work.
Maybe so, yeah.
And then they did take your daughter to work on a separate day. And then bosses all over America put their foot down and said, no, just make one day out of it, okay?
I heard a really good idea.
All right.
Have a bring your parents to work day. After you graduate, you get out into the workforce, you just invite them up to your town, hometown, and say, hey, this is what I do. I actually succeeded in life, or not.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
I like
it's
it.
A nice
I
idea.
Like the idea. My thought is that probably there are any number of parents who show up at their child's work. Place.
Oh,
I mean, we've heard the stories.
Uninvited.
Right? Yeah. Well, or the kids go in for an interview and the parents come along. It's not unheard of.
I'm not
saying it's
my
right.
Billy, are you?
Yeah, I'm not saying it's good. It's just, yeah.
All Mom, right. You're embarrassing me in front of my new boss.
Yeah. Exactly. Holy. All right. It's great poetry reading day. Uh-huh. We got that going on.
Yes.
Blueberry pie day.
Okay.
I don't know that happens a lot, does it?
Not a ton.
Yeah, I mean, blueberries and crust are a good thing. There's not any doubt about that.
I usually end up in muffins, maybe.
Yeah, it's just you don't really get to hear that. It's a biological clock day. All of us got those. Workers' Memorial Day. That first page is what I was looking for. Thank you. Okay.
Workers' Memorial Day.
Yeah, Workers' Memorial Day. So I looked that one up. As we go through our day, taking in the wonders around us with a disinterested eye, we often forget to take time to remember that there were amazing people and lives that went into building the structure of our society that we live in. Wow. That's pretty heavy.
It's a deep holiday. Yeah.
I found it on the AFL-CIO's page.
I got you. Oh, so it's, in other words, pay us more because we're in a union day.
Commit to fighting until all workers have safe jobs and the freedom to form unions.
To form unions.
Without the threat of retaliation.
Oh, no, that's fine. There won't be any retaliation. It's just everything will cost more. But, I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine. And it's also cubicle day. Cubicles represent an opportunity for departmentalizing office workers to rise above the conformist standards, to customize their cubes, and announce their individuality.
Was it you who used the phrase prairie dogging?
No, I mean, I know what you're talking about.
No, I could picture it. That's what struck me.
So I don't know, but have either of you guys had to work in a cubicle environment?
Mm-mm. Not cubicles, no.
Well, we did. This wasn't too bad. It was in Beaumont. That's the worst part of it. but just three on one side and four on the other.
Uh-huh.
And that was kind of our sales office kind of thing. But it was okay. And because it was almost all guys... You know, decorate your space kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, there's probably some of that to go
with. Push pins and burlap.
Well, that's what
that's right, exactly.
It's weird that they're calling cubicles, like, such a beacon for individuality, because isn't that kind of...
Yeah, there's a conformity to that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be original in my conformity. All right, thank you. All right, we got some birthdays.
We do got birthdays. We got Melanie Martinez is 21. She was on The Voice. She was on Team Adam. Jessica Alba, 35, of course. What was the last thing she was in? I haven't seen her in anything in a long time.
It's been a while. I'm still trying to get over Team Adam, but go ahead. Yeah.
Penelope Cruz is 42, also somebody I haven't seen in a while.
Uh-huh.
Jorge Garcia is 43. He was Hurley on Lost.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool. Let's see, Bridget Moynihan is 45.
She used to, actually, she had a child with Tom Brady.
That's right.
Yep.
That is right. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Too Short, who's a rapper,
mm-hmm.
he's 50 today. His real name is Todd Shaw.
Of course.
Jay Leno is 66.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's fun. Paul Guilfoyle is 67, Captain Brass on CSI.
Yeah.
And Anne Margaret is 75 today.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. My. Okay. And one of the Supremes, Elena Kagan.
Mm-hmm.
56, and John Daly is 50. John Daly is, I guess he's still playing golf. I don't know, on the professional golf tour. He was the everyman
mm-hmm.
of the PGA. I mean, kind of frumpy, didn't necessarily have the hair styled or anything like that, and was just, he seemed like a guy who you definitely could have a beer with. Well, Actually, he had beer whether you were there or not.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972. Gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center. Down from the post office in College Station.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
After Tuesday's primary sweep in Maryland, Delaware, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, Donald Trump announced that he considers himself the presumptive nominee. Trump won every single county in every state on Tuesday, meaning he has now passed Mitt Romney's popular vote total and is now on a path that can see him gain more Republican votes than any presidential candidate in modern history. Politico writes that Trump's surge to more than 10 million votes, according to totals that include Tuesday's preliminary results across the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states. Now, that's already 250,000 more than Romney earned in the entire 2012 primary season. Now, the modern record-holding candidate is George W. Bush with 10.8 million votes in 2000. And Donald Trump is now positioned to easily pass that vote total. Just more proof that 2016 is really the year of the
insurrection. The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, with all the news about harmful chemicals and chlorine, drugs, bacteria, and lead in our tap water, well, why trust the government? Why trust the EPA with your home's water quality? Now take control of your home's water quality now. Call Pelican Water Systems, 1-888-4-SALT-FREE. Now, Pelican Water Systems can give you guaranteed, safer, spring-quality water from every faucet in your home, and you'll be amazed at how great the water tastes and smells without harmful chlorine and chemicals. Now, Pelican Water Systems are salt-free, which is perfect for the Southwest. You won't waste a drop of water or pump any salt water back into the water supply. They have a 90-day money-back guarantee. They have free shipping, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you'll get 99% chlorine-free, chemical-free, spring-quality, safe-to-drink water from every faucet in your home. Call Pelican now. Operators standing by. Toll-free, 888-4-SALT-FREE. That's 888-4-SALT-FREE, online at pelicanwater.com.
Sioux Falls Prater Equipment knows you want to keep your yard beautiful all season long. With the John Deere EasyTrack zero-turn mower, you're able to get the precise cut you want around every turn. Plus, they have an affordable deal that you just can't pass up. Right now, get up to $800 off model year 2015 EasyTrack zero-turn mowers. Stop by today or visit cptractor.com to find the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you. Offer ends May 2nd, 2016. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details and financing options.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The Fed is keeping a key interest rate unchanged against the backdrop of a slowdown in U.S. and global growth and provided no hint of when its next rate hike may occur. In a statement after its latest policy meeting, the Fed noted that the U.S. is enjoying solid job gains, but that economic activity appears to have slowed. At the same time, it expressed less alarm about global economic conditions than it had after its previous meeting. Lawmakers accused Valeant Pharmaceuticals of gouging patients to reward Wall Street investors at a hearing focused on the embattled drugmaker's pricing tactics. The tough words from Senate Republicans and Democrats came as billionaire hedge fund manager William Ackman defended the company's business model and its outgoing CEO expressed regrets for its most egregious price increases. Crude oil down a penny at $45.32 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating moderate losses at the opening bell. That's Your Money Now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. reasons. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
American businesses aren't really known for being good places to haggle. It's hard to imagine walking up to the cashier at the Walmart and having a battle of wits over Raisin Bran. But according to a new survey from Consumer Reports, wherever you do, you have a chance of getting a bargain, so you should take it. They found almost 50% of Americans have tried bargaining for a better deal in the past 3 years, and 9 out of 10 succeeded at least once. The highest success rate came with appliances. People that tried got a discount and saved almost $200. And tied with appliances was jewelry, saving an average of $150. It also works with people who haggled over furniture prices. That and electronics. 89% of the people say they tried it and they got stuff taken off. And finally, about 3/4 of the people succeeded in haggling over the price of their cell phone plans and bank or credit card fees. But not everyone is a born negotiator. In fact, a lot of people hate it. I'm not terribly good at it. But you can save serious money if you give it a try. And from the consumerist, here's how. Convince the person that a discount will lead to more business later. So if you discount me on the refrigerator, I'll come back and maybe get an oven. Don't be intimidated. People like doctors, lawyers, dentists, accountants, and other professionals don't set their prices in stone. And you've got to really be willing to walk away. As you're haggling, make sure you pick a fair price. Do your research beforehand. Because if you try to get too much of a discount, you won't get any. And finally, try it in cash. When you pay with a credit card, the business pays the fee on the credit card. So just pay with cash. There is no fee, so you might be able to get a little help that way as well. They can justify the discount. That's my commentary. Hope it helped. I'm Kevin O'Connor.
Hi, Bubba Dixon, your friend from Tom Light Chevrolet here with a simple proposition. You could wake up early and waste a whole day looking all over for a Chevy deal, or search TomLight.com and discover hundreds of vehicles within minutes. There you'll find over 250 vehicles to choose from, including a triple-digit selection of Chevy's best-selling truck, Chevy Silverado, and a great assortment of GM certified pre-owns with remaining factory warranty and an extra 12 months and 12,000 miles included, plus 2 years of free oil changes. Best of all, every single car, truck, or SUV comes with Tom Light's most competitive pricing. The choice is clear. Take the TomLight.com challenge or visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan and see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Tom Light Chevrolet.
Howdy, howdy. It's 627. Let's check weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Going to be a warm one today, about 86 or so. Low tonight, only 75. I don't know. Chances of rain start to increase, though. 40% chance of showers on Friday. Again, we'll have a high of 86. Then Friday night, it's up to a 70% chance of rain. 70% chance of rain on Saturday as well, with a high temperature of about 80 or so. And then rain kind of diminishes a little bit down to about 20% as we head on into the early part of next week. So see how all that develops. Right now, we have southeasterly winds at 10, and we got overcast skies pretty much, and it's 66 degrees.
When it comes to improving a marriage or long-term relationship, sometimes the littlest thing can make the biggest difference. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Okay, everyone, Mother's Day is next week. Do you know what you're getting for your mom? If you're looking for the perfect gift, check out this sweet deal from Sherry's Berries. Right now, you can get their famous freshly dipped gourmet berries starting at $19.99. I was so excited to see this deal because Sherry's Berries have become a big tradition in my family. We all love them. You have never seen dipped berries like these. They're huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. And right now, they're starting at $19.99. That's amazing. Plus, you can pick your delivery date, and the berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, and beautifully packaged. My mom is going to be super excited when she gets her Sherry's Berries, and I bet your mom will be too. Hurry, because Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible deal ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 8080. That's berries.com, special code 8080.
Shipping charges not included. Customer satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
That excitement that starts a marriage or long-term relationship often fades.
More marriages just end with a whimper than a bang. And part of the reason is people tend to put their marriage on the back burner and not put a lot of effort into it.
Psychotherapist Barbara Bartline, author of the book Marriage Makeover, believes making small changes is the best way to start.
I'm the first one to admit that for years I looked at what my husband should be doing differently. And the real turnaround was when I started replacing criticism with humor and discouragement with encouragement. And that's when the good changes start to happen.
When you're in a relationship, it's common to try to get the other person to change, a task that is pretty close to impossible.
But sometimes when you change your behavior, it's just sort of magical. The other person's behavior also ends up changing. It's very hard to argue with kindness. I'm a firm believer little change leads to big change. Change their watch battery, getting an oil change on the car for them, or surprise them by filling up the gas tank. And sometimes when you change just some little things, bigger changes can occur.
Earlier in her marriage, Barbara and her husband used to yell at each other a lot.
So we decided together we weren't going to yell. What we found is as we changed that one little behavior, our entire relationship improved dramatically.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The landscape along University and College Station continues to change. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs brought up demolition that started at the former Scott & White Clinic, which she says will become a Papa Do's restaurant. And to the west, there at the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, it's coming down.
A little slower, but it's coming down.
I think that they started with the old Convention Visitors Bureau thing, and I don't think I drove by in the last day or so. But
that's where the new Black Walnut Cafe is going, where that building was.
Yeah, so that's going to be a big landscape change. They've torn down the old Black Eyed Pea restaurant right there where you're going to put in the hotel.
Embassy Suites.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And there's two where the Lovin'...
The Animal Care Center was.
That's going too.
Back to University and the freeway, the council will consider tonight placing a monument at the northwest corner of the intersection welcoming visitors to College Station.
It'll probably take a couple of months to get it constructed.
What's it going to be?
Think of the Navasota Caldwell signs. It's going to be like that. It's going to look sharp.
Is it going to say Navasota and Caldwell?
It's going to say College Station, home of Texas A&M University.
Okay.
Tonight's council agenda also includes 8 public hearings. Rules have been finalized about concealed carry of handguns at Texas A&M system, universities, and agencies.
This is an issue that has generated a great deal of public interest and strong views on both sides. These rules, as submitted, strike an appropriate balance, and I believe they will serve our system well going forward.
Board of Regents Chairman Cliff Thomas asked but did not receive any requests to change recommendations by university presidents and agency leaders. Starting August 1st, concealed carry will be allowed in classrooms and residence halls. Police policies differ among other locations. General Counsel Ray Bonilla says you have to show a special risk to ban concealed carry from offices.
The faculty or staff member would have to make a showing as to why, the reasons for his or her request. The language used in the rule is a significant risk of substantial harm. There's a body of case law out there that interprets that in certain contexts, so it gives us some guidance on what that means.
The only public speakers were 2 members of the Texas A&M Student Senate who thanked the regents. The new policies apply only to concealed carry. A statewide ban continues on open carry on college campuses. A Bryan man's reaction to hearing his girlfriend say she was ending their relationship has admitted to multiple charges. As part of a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Logan McMahon will have to do at least 9 years in prison. That's after the October 2014 assault of the woman in their home east of Bryan, breaking into a neighbor's house where the victim had fled after the attack and threatening the neighbor. A Bryan man has admitted to firing a gun at five children and their mother because the kids were disrespecting him. The district attorney's office says a jury sentenced 19-year-old Robert Luna to 10 years in prison. In addition to the gunfire in October 2014, the jury also heard Luna was arrested 2 weeks ago by Bryan police for possessing marijuana and ammunition. A judge decided on punishment for a Bryan man who admitted to breaking into a neighbor's home in February 2013 and taking electronics. When 38-year-old Celso Cifuentes III was arrested, he was on probation for breaking into a home in Robertson County. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. According to prosecutors, the victim's family had to move due to being harassed by Cifuentes' family. One Bryan City Councilman told another who continues to investigate how much has been spent on the Traditions development should not include moving a BTU electric transmission line. Ben Hardiman told Mike Sutherland BTU is relocating it across the Brazos River along FM 50 and back into South College Station.
You said, we're working on that, and we're going to remove that transmission line going through the Traditions development anyway. When that power transmission line down Highway 50 was completed, BTU went in and took that line out of the Traditions development. It was not because it was needed for Traditions. They were going to take it out anyway. The timing was just different.
Hardiman also said Sutherland's $73 million figure of what the city has spent on Traditions is $14 million more than the city's calculation because on one transaction, the expense was counted twice. On a second, the city did not own the land, and a third was due to misinterpreting contract language. National publicity is just now coming out of a national recall of chicken nuggets sold by Waco-based Pilgrim's Pride to schools that were contaminated with metal, rubber, plastic, and wood. There have been no confirmed reports of adverse reaction from consumption of more than 4 million pounds of nuggets. The recall included the College Station School District, where the nuggets were removed 2 weeks ago. Since then, CSISD has not purchased products from Pilgrim's Pride. The Bryan School District did not have chicken from that company. Getting through the busy intersection of Texas and Villa Maria will take longer starting this morning. The city of Bryan says for the next 2 months there will be intermittent lane closures to replace traffic signals and install features designed to allow pedestrians a safer crossing. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 66 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
It's National Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karistan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karistan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karistan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karistan Month.
Karistan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18-month special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karistan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement, trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 16th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in categories for the best in services, places, and food in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com. That's bestofthebrazos.com.
It's 6:39. Let's do weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you are.
Going to be a very warm day today with a mixture of clouds and sun. High temperature well up in the 80s this afternoon. Tonight, we're back to clouds, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. Low temperature, low 70s. Clouds and occasional sun on Friday. Breezy warm, mid-80s. Chance of scattered showers and storms mainly during the afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms around Friday night. And mostly cloudy on Saturday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, high temperature, low 80s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got all kinds of Aggie news for you. Also, MLB scores, and I might even get to mention the NFL at this time of year. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, yeah, the NFL. So, we'll get to the presidential thing in a minute. Story yesterday in Texas Tribune.
It's a good group. I like them.
They have some stuff. Point of view I don't necessarily agree with sometimes.
No.
Activists, lawmakers, and state leaders are eyeing a new front for what is becoming an explosive national debate. Like, you know, you feeling like a male or a female today? That's the bathroom question.
Yes.
They're saying Texas may be the next front for that. Oh, my goodness.
Didn't it kind of start in Houston? Wasn't that the first kind of big profile one?
Oh, I don't know.
That's true. Remember the mayor? Oh, I forget.
Oh, yeah.
And then it got rescinded or repealed. Or
That, you know, you're exactly right. That's true. So
good
maybe
memory.
Maybe that's it. They're coming back to that.
Coming back.
So obviously it's caused a little problem in North Carolina, a little kerfuffle up there. So we'll see. And, of course, Texas is very pro-business. They're going to be very, very sensitive to that situation. So, but that's why they get the big buck. Oh, no, they don't get paid a lot. Oh, but they do okay, don't they? It's amazing, isn't it, how they can not get paid very much to be legislators and somehow most of them do pretty well. But that's a whole other story. But anyhow, bathroom battle may, in fact, get a foothold here in Texas soon.
It seems like they're using this to pick out who the enemy states are,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I think they're using it to ignore the economy.
Well, there's that, too.
$20 trillion debt. Let's talk about bathrooms and genitals.
Well, it's certainly, I mean, that's a serious topic to talk about, but people get really frustrated over the economy because they feel like they're just victimized by the, well, we may be victimized by the bathroom thing, too, aren't we? Yeah. We have to be protected, don't we? Cradle to grave. The government needs to take care of us. All right, never mind. Let's talk about a vice presidential candidate for Ted Cruz.
After a great deal of consideration and prayer, I have come to the conclusion that if I am nominated to be president of the United States, that I will run on a ticket.
Listen to that. Wow.
With my vice presidential nominee,
what?
Charlie Fiorina.
With my what?
What did he say?
He was doing so well.
He was.
With my vice presidential nominee, Charlie Fiorina.
Oh, yeah.
He had that dramatic pause.
He did.
And everything.
He did. Now, and as we're talking.
I think he startled himself.
That could very well. You know, what am I about to say? Wait. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take all the dramatic pauses out. And we'll see if it has the same impact.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. I got one more to do.
The gravitas.
Yeah. Exactly. So
gravy train.
So, yeah, that too. All right. So the other way.
after a great deal of consideration and prayer, I have come to the conclusion that if I am nominated to be President of the United States, that I will run on a ticket with my vice presidential nominee, Carly Fiorina.
Yeah, see, I mean, you cut it down by about half, and it's just, it's not nearly as dramatic.
Doesn't have, well, he'd have to weight. Say twice as much.
yeah, that's true. So, all right, let me see. And so,
Please tell me you got her acceptance of it.
I got this.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are virtually indistinguishable in their positions. They are virtually indistinguishable in the fact that they have always been insiders to this corrupt system of crony capitalism and selling access and influence. And he cannot be our nominee. And if he were to be our nominee, Hillary Clinton would be our president. And that is a future that I'm not prepared to lay by and allow to have happen.
So what were you? I didn't get any rally talk from her.
Oh, no. She started singing.
Oh, no.
Did you hear about
this? No, I didn't hear about that. What did she sing?
Oh,
the sun will come out tomorrow?
It was a random kind of made-up tune song how she's so happy to be here and, like, kept singing about spending time with Ted Cruz's family and stuff.
All right, I'll see if I can find that.
It was like, are they trying to have a Howard Dean moment? Is that what they're trying to do?
but see, we have to embrace Carly because her father was born in Calvert. There's a Texas connection there.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so what if you gave Donald Trump a teleprompter?
Oh man,
yeah,
why?
That was kind of, well, they did that yesterday so that he could do his foreign policy speech, and his delivery is decidedly different.
He is the first.
Oh no, that's not it. I mean, Donald Trump talking to our allies. Okay, talking to our allies. Here we are.
To our friends and allies, I say America is going to be strong again. America is going to be reliable again. It's going to be a great and reliable ally again. It's going to be a friend again. We're going to finally have a coherent foreign policy based upon American interests and the shared interests of our allies.
Right. Who was that guy?
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different delivery, isn't it?
We're sorry we forgot the Christmas card the past 7 years.
This is the second time he apparently has spoken off of a teleprompter, what they said. And he'll do some others as he continues to do policy messages instead of the Donald riff that we've all become.
Yeah, something he can't just make up off the cuff.
Yeah, exactly. However, he mispronounced Tanzania yesterday.
Oh, it's okay. He didn't call it a basketball ring instead of a basketball ring.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the White House made fun of him. Now, this is the White House of a president who talked about the Marine Corps.
Yes.
So
57 states.
Yeah, don't be doing that, okay? Don't be making fun of Trump for that because you missed it. So
no, make fun of him for 7-Eleven and 2 Corinthians.
2 Corinthians, yes, yeah.
Now, if you want to be president, what do? You go in and you get endorsements from people.
Yes.
Who's happier? Who's more cheerful? Who's more likable than Bobby Knight?
Oh,
here we go.
They said Harry Truman wasn't presidential. And damn, he went on to be one of the three best presidents in United States history.
There you go.
Was that Bobby Knight or Bill Clinton?
Yeah, that's Bobby. I know. Bobby doesn't have the voice that he used to have. But, I mean, you get those two. I mean, that's curmudgeon on steroids right there.
Do you smell a VP pick there?
Ooh.
That'd be fun.
You talk about not putting up with anything.
Send that bulldog out there to attack people.
Interesting guy talked to Rush yesterday. And he's talking. He'd been listening to Rush since 1989.
Oh, yeah.
1998. He said, Donald Trump will fight dirty. He will get down in the mud. He will do what's necessary. He talked about how the Republicans had, give us the House and we'll do this. And then they got the House. They said, no, you have to give us the Senate too. So
they
gave them the Senate too. And they never did anything.
Mm-mm.
And, Bush 43 got just pummeled verbally by the Democrats and stood there and took it. And then we get Obamacare as soon as Obama comes in, and we need a guy who's willing to stand up and fight. And he said the words, I'm probably against 80% of the things that he wants to do, but this is a person who will fight for the Republicans. And Rush said, that's it. That's what you needed to say right there. And that probably did capture the feeling that a lot of people have.
I hope that continues to be true.
Well, sure. that he would go in and fight. And this is basically what he said to the Allies: we're going to be the kind of ally we're supposed to be for you. Other things that he said in his foreign policy speeches: we're going to enhance our military. We're going to give them the material that they need. We're going to have the manpower that we need. We're going to come back. And again, it's part of his Make America Great Again. And that obviously makes a whole lot of people feel really, really good. And the rest of them are going to vote for Bernie.
Join the American Heart Association at the Go Red for Women Luncheon Fiesta on Thursday, May 5th at the Hilton Hotel and Conference Center. The Go Red for Women Luncheon features keynote speaker Dr. Jen Welter, a lifelong athlete who broke barriers and became the first female coach in the NFL. Tickets are $50 a person, with corporate or group tables still available. Reservations can be made online at brazoscountygored.heart.org. The Go Red for Women Luncheon is sponsored nationally by Macy's and presented locally by the College Station Medical Center.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 30th, learn about managing pine timber. Come explore the value of timber and learn what it takes to manage and protect your forested acres. This week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Huh, I guess I need to find Neil, huh? Neil's lost somewhere in the ozone. Okay, let me find Neil, and then we'll get on with the show.
Wondering what to do with your kids this summer? Brazos Family Magazine's upcoming spring summer issue features over 100 activities to keep your kids busy and keep you sane. In Brazos Family Magazine, you'll get to know local families, read about future special events, and get advice from local experts on parenting, education, and child health. To advertise your business in Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email Sam at bryanbroadcasting.com.
Sometimes we choose plants because we like their variegation. Other times, however, plants that should be dark green fail to live up to those expectations, fading to a pale lime green or even yellow instead. What causes that, and what can you do to correct it? We'll look at some causes right after this message. We have the second printing of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening in our office and ready to send to you. I can save you money on it. It's going to be $31.95, but for a limited time, I will extend the sale price. The price of the first printing, just $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Now remember, it is not in stores. It's not on Amazon. I chose not to go those directions, and it's not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, last published in 1991. Order by calling 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book you always needed. Every book goes out signed. 1-800-752-4769, Neil Sperry. So what do you do when your plants look just a little bit pale? Well, let's look at some of the possible causes. First of all, nitrogen deficiency. Plants use nitrogen in the largest quantities of any nutrient element. It's the first number in any fertilizer's three-number analysis. Almost invariably, tests will show soils to be low or very low in nitrogen. Plants that are growing in those soils turn pale green or even greenish-yellow. The leaf blades are uniformly pale, and the oldest growth tends to show the symptoms even more prominently than the new foliage. The plant's growth is stunted, and application of a nitrogen fertilizer has a sudden effect on both the plant's color and also their vigor. Moisture stress can be a problem. This can become more evident as we head into the summer. If you let your plants get too dry, they may react by shedding some of their lower leaves. It's a natural occurrence that has the effect of reducing the amount of foliage they have to maintain. Large leaf trees are notorious for growing vigorously all spring and early summer, and then dropping 20 to 30% of their older, lower internal leaves a couple of weeks after it turns really hot and dry. The leaves yellow, then quickly fall to the ground. That's moisture stress. It's not in any way related to nutrition. Water may or may not help in that case because the trees just can't pull the water through quickly enough. Now, how about iron deficiency? This shortage always follows these patterns. Yellowed leaves with darker green veins, the yellowing most prominent on the newest growth first. Iron is a part of the chlorophyll molecule, so when it's not available in adequate supplies, the plants lose their dark green color. Eventually, the leaves turn very pale yellow, then white, then browned and crisp. They'll not fall from the branches for a long period of time. The most serious damage will be at the ends of the twigs. It's more of a problem in the western two-thirds of the state. It can be a problem anywhere if some kind of damage to the plant is keeping it from taking up the iron. You don't want to try to plant things that are adapted only to East Texas in West Texas conditions, but if you're planting the right kind of plant and it's showing iron deficiency, then there's some other bigger problem going on. Trunk or root damage can also be a problem. When tissues are injured, they may not take up or transport key nutrients properly, just like the iron we mentioned. And then you have the exotic things like gas leaks and other chemical injury and diseases. I'm Neil Sperry, late spring landscaping pest in our next program. Until then, thanks for listening. Happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your sports update on WTAW, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. In San Marcos, the number 18 Texas A&M softball team and freshman Keely Milligan broke school records Wednesday as the Aggies defeated Texas State 6-3 at Bobcat Softball Stadium. The six runs by the Aggies give the team 367 on the season, surpassing the record of 366 set in 2013. Freshman Keely Milligan led off the game with a single through the left side before stealing her 49th base of the season, eclipsing Sharonda McDonald's record of 48 set in 2005. The Aggies return to action Friday at 6:30 p.m. as they begin a three-game series against number one Florida. Saturday's game is scheduled to begin at noon, and Sunday's game is slated for 12:30 p.m. All three games can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. Due to scheduling conflicts, the May 4th baseball game between the number two-ranked Texas A&M Aggies and Incarnate Word Cardinals has been canceled and will not be rescheduled. The Aggies' next home action is Thursday, May 5th, when they host a three-game SEC series against the Vanderbilt Commodores, currently ranked number seven nationally. The Southeastern Conference announced yesterday that Texas A&M's Sashka Gavrilovska was named first team All-SEC for women's tennis, and Aggie teammate Rutuja Bosley was named second team All-SEC. Gavrilovska, a junior from Serbia, is making her third consecutive appearance on an All-SEC team, having been named to the second team as a freshman and sophomore. Bosley, a junior from India, has been named to the second team for a second straight year. Texas A&M's nationally ranked track and field program will have a new outdoor venue to call home soon, following the approval of new stadium projects by the Texas A&M University System Board of Regents on Wednesday. The new stadium will have an initial seating capacity of 3,000 fans, complete with hospitality amenities, press box, full broadcast capabilities, and service areas. In Major League Baseball,
now the 2-2 to Nelson Cruz. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros end their losing streak at three games. They defeat the Seattle Mariners tonight by a final of 7-4.
Jose Altuve opened the game with his third leadoff homer of the season, doubled twice, and scored three runs to help the Houston Astros avoid a sweep with a 7-4 victory over the Seattle Mariners Wednesday night. Evan Gattis added three RBIs for Houston with a sacrifice fly and bases loaded double. In Arlington,
Collison is set. Here comes the pitch, and it's hit on the ground to second. Odor to his left. He's got it. Throws to first in time, and the Rangers have won it.
Elvis Andrews had a tie-breaking RBI triple, and Texas beat the New York Yankees 3-2 on Wednesday night when former Rangers shortstop Alex Rodriguez hit his 100th homer in the stadium. A-Rod's 690th career homer gave him triple digits in the Rangers ballpark. He hit 86 at home for Texas from 2001 to 2003 and has 14 more in 65 games as a visitor there. In the NBA,
the series is over, and the Golden State Warriors have eliminated the Houston Rockets.
Klay Thompson scored 27 points with 7 three-pointers, and the Golden State Warriors rolled into the second round of the playoffs without injured superstar Stephen Curry, thoroughly embarrassing the Houston Rockets 114-81 Wednesday night in Game 5. Here's James Harden's take on the season.
The season from the beginning was just, it wasn't going our way. You know, just had a lot too many distractions. It's just been like a bumpy road this entire season, so... You know, and obviously the series, they win two games at home. Game 3 we win, and then game 4 that third quarter just really you know, took the life out of us.
Harden scored 25 of Houston's 37 first-half points on the way to 35 points, but the Rockets had no chance with a one-man show against the deep defending champions in Oakland. A Dallas judge set a $1,500 bond for former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel in his misdemeanor domestic assault case. Manziel's attorney says his client is expected to turn himself in for booking next week, though no date has been set. The Heisman Trophy winner and former Texas A&M star was indicted by a grand jury this week after his ex-girlfriend alleged he hit her and threatened to kill her during a night out in January. And the NFL draft opens this evening in Chicago with the Cowboys selecting fourth overall. Florida State defensive back Jalen Ramsey and Ohio State stars Joey Bosa and Ezekiel Elliott are likely first-round draft pick prospects for Dallas. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. For News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Gary and Francis Spivey for their overwhelming support of the community. Since 2010, the Freedom Roof Project has provided local families in need with the cost